Consideration and, wait a minute, 6.5, consideration, discussion, and possible action related to a pending legislative effort to increase the allowable weight of heavy haul trucks by establishing a heavy haul corridor that would include a portion of State Highway 146 within the city's boundaries. Okay, I want to give everybody an update of what's going on. There was a piece of legislation introduced. Bill number, it's House Bill 2240. It's pretty bad. Basically just designates State Highway 146 between Port Road and 225, and then 225 up to Beltway 8 is a heavy haul corridor. It does provide funds to go back to agencies for maintaining state highways. It does contain a posted speed limit of 55 miles per hour max. It would take effective immediately if it receives a two-thirds vote. Otherwise, if it's not a two-thirds vote, it would take effect September 1st. I'm not thrilled about the way this came out. For a while there, people I had been speaking with thought it was going to die. But Governor Perry has been in contact with some of the legislators to trying to say, let's go ahead and get this through. I'm bringing this back to you to give you an update on what's going on, and also ask you if you want to see if we still want to ignore this and not participate in it, or if we want to take certain action. I've come to learn that there is a shipping company, I should say a trucking company, that is very close to here that has been paying $4,000 a year for the company to operate one truck at a time over the weight limit. And this was new to me because I knew we had discussed some of the trucks knowingly violating the limit, but I didn't know that they could actually get a permit for one truck per company to do this. I was not aware of that. I knew you could get permits for larger loads, wider and longer, but I didn't know you could do it for an entire year for being overweight. So I still think we should become part of the process. And actually, this came up for Dana and Connie. I think you weren't here. Well, Connie, you know, you've received a comment from a resident, as you related to me. And Howard Dahl presented testimony at the last meeting that he felt his testimony was a little premature and that we should probably take another look at this, which is part of the reason I'm bringing this back. I'm concerned that if we just let a piece of legislation like this go through and it gets adopted and we don't have any input at all as to any of the safety requirements, that it's going to be worse than it is now. I think even though the weight may be heavier, we have an opportunity to improve the situation. Even though it's bad now, I think we might be able to manage it, especially if the city is getting money for commercial vehicle enforcement skills. I feel that would be a big boon to help us enforce it. One way we could do this, if we don't really want to support this, because obviously we don't love the idea of any overweight trucks, but if we approach it that, you know, we know the legislators are under pressure from the governor, you know, to move this through, and if it is going to happen, we would like you to please consider the following safety provisions, and those would be the provisions that we had discussed before. We do know, one of the things we do know from participating in the Economic Alliance Heavy Haul Committee is that the trucking companies have already agreed with those five or six provisions. So they will not be fighting us on that.
Except for, you have a piece of legislation and it passes and passes out of it. I mean, it's nice to say, they've agreed to do this. Well, the board agreed to be a good neighbor and look how that worked out for us. if it's not in the law, there's not binding.
I'm trying to get it in, little piece of legislation.
I know, but apparently the legislation is already on the floor.
It's already here. Now, they've got another month to change it. They're only another month.
Yeah, my big, I spoke to some of the ladies at one of the shipping companies, and what these ladies, their job is making sure chassis are in the ports, moving containers in and out. They do, that is what these ladies did. And I asked them, if in Houston we have a heavy haul port, corridor in the port of Houston, would you be able to have these special axle trucks there for overweight loads? And they laughed. They said, well, maybe in Cheyenne, Wyoming, but in the port of Houston? It's logistically, I won't use the word unfeasible because nothing's unfeasible, but unlikely.
Well, I know Stan wants to say something too.
Let me ask about that. Were they laughing because they intended to use existing trucks?
They were laughing because there's no way that they could guarantee that special chassis were there to get off containers.
Okay.
Off the truck. They make sure there's 452 chassis there to get off, containers getting off in Houston, but they can't guarantee that 64 of them are going to be right under the box that's overweight.
Yep.
She said, yeah, in a port like Cheyenne, that was their exact, in Cheyenne, Wyoming? Sure, no problem, because they have to do all the rail and all. You know, when there's five boxes coming off, no problem, but in the port of Houston?
Well, what I wanted to do today is not adopt or not adopt. I wanted to see if council was amenable to having the group that was proposing the legislation come speak to us about benefits, disbenefits of it at a future meeting.
I'm always willing to listen.
But how much time do we
have
for you
to
change
that?
It would have to happen next two weeks. I've already spoken with him. He said he would. But yes, it would have to be at the next meeting.
Yeah, okay. Whether we like it or not, it's going to happen.
Yes.
It's going to happen, and if it's going to happen, you know, why not get some of those benefits when we can?
I just didn't see that we're getting any benefits. But there, I mean, it's all a wash. I mean, you say we get more money for commercial vehicle enforcement, but we're spending more money, too. And it's not like that's like for-profit kind of money.
Well, it looks like the port is not acting on it correctly. So if we act on it and the port doesn't, it doesn't go anywhere anyway. Or Pasadena, we don't know what Pasadena is.
Pasadena and Deer Park have approved it. Last I heard, the port disapproved it. Now, I don't know if they're going to consider it again. I have no idea. I keep on hearing different things, so I don't know.
This reminds me of salespeople. So hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. We only got a week. Not going to make any. Those bigger ships aren't coming in here for a couple more years, anyways. And that's where the bigger containers are.
Well, no, I mean they can put heavier containers in ships right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stan, load them up with heavy containers.
Stan had a question.
Yeah, I had a question. Did I understand you say that if this goes through, that they agree the speed limit would only be 55 miles?
That's what's in this legislation.
And that's not what it is
now. On this segment of road, it would be 55. That's what's in here.
Which way?
Our segment from Port Road to 225.
Oh, okay. 225 would still be 65.
Would that be forever?
Yeah, Beltway
8. Yeah,
the legislation. That's the Beltway 8. But I asked the question that you just asked, and the answer was that 55-mile limit, speed limit, was applicable only to the overweight, to the heavy haul trucks, not to the lighter weight. Now, I do not know how they're going to differentiate that. Other than having the stickers, which we ask that they have readily available.
Officer, how many of the trucks are properly placarded right now?
Most of the bike is an interstate and national road. It is. So the bike is pretty much always flagged. It may get damaged in the transport or transit, but I haven't found one that I shut down to not be fired.
You know, the 55 mile an hour sounds good. You know, that's slow down these big trucks. But all everybody else is going to be on 65, you know, and 70. And these trucks are going to be interfering with this safe movement of traffic. That's a
now,
that's
not in this legislation. That was in the legislation that we wanted to negotiate. The council said no. But if we consider it again, we could say, one of the things the trucking companies agreed to was the far lane only.
So what all would we want to be different on this bill?
Well, I would like 55 speed limit or 10 miles below the speed limit. That's pretty much what they say. Far right lane only. Funds coming directly to the city for increased commercial vehicle enforcement. So when they, and this would be a, the way it would be worded would be a portion, a certain percent of the fee that the trucks have to pay to get permitted. And that would go, that portion would go directly to the city to be used for commercial vehicle enforcement. Dan?
Is
your
far right lane only also adding to a dangerous situation that means that when you're coming upon an exit,
Road is complete up here at 146. Coming south, you're going to have a flyover, overpass, wherever you want to call it, this high.
Mm-hmm. You want to go back
down. It's going to make a turn back towards Port Road, is that right?
Flyover
and returns to Port Road. If one of these heavy lift trucks rolls over up there, I mean, any roll over, but the heavy lift ones, if they're going any speed at all, they're more apt to lift.
Well, when it goes over Shore Acres, so we're going south, goes over Shore Acres, it goes back down again. And then it goes to Port Road. So it's not an elevated. It's elevated only over our intersection.
Is that right?
And then it goes back down.
But it's going to go back up.
It goes back up.
And then it'll go back up, but it does come down and go back up.
It goes back up and then makes the left-hand turn to Port.
Yes.
So that's gonna, that truck's going to be up in the air. Want to make a prediction how under the roll?
Well, I'm just thinking we should be looking for ways to make the situation better and not continue just business as usual or possibly worse business than as you think it should.
Unless they have everything in the legislation, I just can't support it. If you support us and give us a thumbs up, not make your congressman feel bad for supporting it, well, then we'll do right by you. That never works for us.
Well, what if we got everything we wanted in the legislation?
Then I would be more amenable. But one of the number one things I would want is for any violation of, you know, either being overweight on the overweight or not being on proper axles or not having your proper permit, I want a fine that makes it that exactly.
What was the
$5,000 per violation per incident? Because these little pissant fines, just why not be overweight? Why not be on the wrong chassis? Why not speed? It doesn't make a difference. You make a substantial fine, and now you have a deterrent.
Okay.
But
exactly what they're doing. That's why there are vehicles out there overweight.
I know,
because they know they can, and that fine is there.
so now we're going to make it legal for most of those people to do business, and they will still have insubstantial fines, and they're going to push it even further. I just see a worsening problem. I see nothing getting better.
Then I would ask council's permission for me to talk to the person who's drafting the legislation to see if I can get that fine language in there.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I'm all for, you know, talking to people and listening. You know, I'm all for that. I'm all for more information. I just see if I have this But no, I'm fine.
Okay, so then.
I would like to have some feedback from Pasadena and LaPorte where they stand.
I can give you the Pasadena and Deer Park. I can probably give you their resolution, and it does say the mitigation that I've told you before.
Yeah, they're not as heavily affected as us because 225 doesn't run right through the community.
Well, at the meeting, they were very vocal because their city streets were being really torn up on the trucks.
They are torn
up. So they wanted the money back to them for their streets. We want the money back to us for our commercial vehicle enforcement. So that whatever the legislature passes, we at least have some increased ability to make sure that they're in compliance. And I guess I'm pessimistic too, because do I think they're going to be in compliance? No. Do I think they're going to do this? Yes. And would I like to make sure that we did everything possible to make them in compliance?
I just don't want us to sign on approving something that is harmful.
And I'm not
and I mean, if they do it over our objections, there's nothing we can do about that. But it's harmful to the community. There's just no doubt in my mind about that. But I'm fine with you know, approving discussion and trying to get better legislation, but I won't actually vote for it unless there's some significant changes that provide some substantial protections and substantial fines. So that when our officers pull these trucks over, it's going to cost some real money.
Jerry?
One of the provisions that when a commercial vehicle is pulled over, what are the for that would vote the vehicle being impounded? You know, unrideable with this.
But the commercial vehicle safety alliance has a certain guideline that they have certain violations, certain issues that will declare. They give the officer a certified inspection to approve the certain requirements. They don't want to control what one vehicle moves on the road and what it doesn't. They set the guidelines and they're kind of strict, but they're there for the safety of the public and the safe transportation of cargo. Their mission is also trying to get cargo moving, not shutting the commerce off, but they're not going to risk safety for commerce.
Is overweight load?
Overweight load. You get overweight load and if I stop you and I find you that you're overweight, like you drive, say, a dump truck would be a good example. I can shut you down and tell you your boss is going to bring you a crane or a bunch of shovels in and use dirt from one truck to another. And that has happened before the insurance was back in 2009.
There was some information about having another action below. Is that in that bill?
No.
Separate?
No, it's not in there.
Yeah, that's basically the latest thing they could guarantee that chassis would be under that box.
Is there any kind of ratio on the horsepower of the truck versus the load? Does it matter?
I checked on that. and concerned with somebody asking about air quality and emissions, I checked that the engine, the truck engines would remain the same, which means the emissions, there wouldn't be any significant change. So that would not be a concern. If it's okay with council, I would like a motion whereby you would approve my ability to approve me speaking with the people who are drafting the legislation, and then come back to you in 2 weeks with a report.
The motion is to approve the mayor's discussion with the legislative body.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. Consideration and action to adopt resolution 2011-51. Nominating a representative to the Southeast Housing Finance Corporation, which we usually refer to as SAF, Board of Directors, for a 2-year term beginning March 1st, 2011 and ending February 28th, 2013. Joe Gomer was our Chief representative, and when he retired, we appointed Jason Leppard, who I found out attended one meeting but hasn't been attended any since. So I spoke with the executive director of SAS, and I spoke with, this was David's idea. Remember Phil Yolvino? He lives on Fairmont. David thought he'd be an excellent representative success for Shore Acres, so I called him and he said he's very interested. And if council approves, I would like to nominate him as our representative to Seth.
I'll make a motion to nominate Phil Yolino to the Seth entity.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Go ahead.
Any opposed?
I like to know what they do.
Oh,
she's
so
great.
Because if you ever try to get a mortgage or in the last 6 months or so, it's pretty hard to get money now.
I don't know. You can take a look. Take a look at that. I was trying to educate myself on what they did because this was pretty new to me.
And I would. If we have a representative want feedback, I would like to recommend.
Absolutely.
Here's the one item I like to recommend. In the state of Texas.
I'm not invited on
this. Want it back?
I'm going to give that to Phil.
In the state of Texas, if you go ahead and take out a home improvement loan, and maybe it's a $100,000 home improvement loan. And 6 months later, you want to convert it to a mortgage loan. Okay? And home improvement loans are usually 2% or more than a mortgage loan. The state, you know, I can do this anywhere else, just about anywhere else except Texas. Texas says you can't do it. There's one other code or laws until you've paid on that home improvement loan for a year. If you wait a year, then you would be eligible to acquire a mortgage loan and pay off your home improvement loan.
Because basically they're trying to do an end run about some of the type of law that you can't do cash out refinance, and so they're trying to stop that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
kind of
closed loop. So, I mean, that's a situation I run into. With another state, I would be able to go ahead and get a mortgage on that amount and pay off that high interest home improvement loans.
Anything in specific, in particular, that Phil can check into it for you?
Yeah, just if that's one of the things that they do, they may establish that rule.
Okay. Okay. Okay, item 6.7, consideration and action to ratify mayor's nominee for appointment to position 2 of the Planning and Zoning Commission for a term beginning April 1st, 2011 and ending January 31st, 2013. it's that time again where the positions on planning and zoning and board of adjustments are expiring. And I believe I found someone to fill that position. His name is Johnny Hill. Position two, oh, I'm sorry, position two is Sam?
That's correct.
Sorry. Scratch that one. That's still me. Okay, position two is Stan's, and I asked Stan if he would be willing to continue on with the committee, and he said yes, and I thank you, because I know we interfere with your vacation sometimes. So I would entertain a motion to ratify the nomination of Stan Krause for position number two of planning and zoning.
The motion to approve the mayor's nominee, Stan, for position two.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. Okay, I think this is where I was going with position three. Cindy Schrader has position three. Cindy is not in the city most of the time since she's working in a house in Galveston, and I like to use her expertise when she's here, but she's let me know that she's not around very much. So what I would like to do is have her move into an alternate position, and it would vacate position three, and I found someone who would be interested in filling position three, and that is Johnny Hill. He lives on North Country Club. And from the looks of it, he's very active in extracurricular activities. I think he'd be good. And you may have seen him here at some of the meetings. He has attended a couple of meetings.
Just to add to that, is I heard just a while ago that Cindy Traders are putting up junior house up for sale show.
Oh, they are. Which means...
So I think...
Oh, that goes my alternate.
Pretty much left town already.
Well, I'll make a motion to ratify John
Wilson.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I guess that leaves the alternate position, which I was going to move Cindy into, which I'm thinking of doing until I speak with her officially, because I like to use her expertise when available. So I would look for a motion to move her to the alternate position. For a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The other two, I don't know that I'm ready to discuss. Okay, I see what this is. Consideration, 6.10 is consideration and action to appoint two members of the Planning and Zoning Commission as members of the Board of Adjustment for a term ending January 31st, 2013. And that would be Stan for item 611. So one of these would be Stan, and one of these would be Mr. Hill. So all you're saying is, yes, you nominated them for planning and zoning, and now we also want to have them on Board of Adjustment. So I will entertain motions.
Make a motion to appoint.
Okay, is all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And I want to make a note that was that applies for items 6.10 and 6.11.
No.
I can't do that? Okay, did you just say we need to change the motion?
No, that's correct. 11 will be Cindy Schrader to get
on. Oh, I'm sorry, my mistake. Okay. You're correct. You said two and then one. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 611 I would look for a nomination for Cindy Schrader to be an alternate. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And I guess I have to start looking in case Cindy's going to be moving out of the area. If anybody has any ideas, please let David or myself know. There being no more items on the... we have one more? Oh! How could I forget? Item 612, consideration and action to adopt ordinance number 2011-94, establishing an intercounty expense allowance of mayor and councilmen. And I realize that we used to have hard packets handed to us in mailboxes before our meeting, and I realize now that we are spending our own funds for printing out pages of agendas and likewise, and using those wonderful print cartridges. And so I spoke with David about looking into this, and he came up with his proposal. Richard, do you want to pass along the information that you uncovered with the other cities?
Did the work? Yeah, Morgan's point also is doing $50 for mayor and $25 for council.
Yeah.
And I think most of the other cities are doing something as well.
Any discussion?
$25 a month. $35 for you, is that what the recommendation was?
Is that when you submit your...
Just an automatic, you don't have to submit any of this into it.
This would just be for what's in the county. And if you go out of county, like to a TML conference in Dallas, then that would be separate. But this would be in lieu of any mileage or expenses inside the county. And really, most of Galveston County as well. This is how the dollars work out. It's $160 a month. Annually, that would be $1920. We budget $2,000 in the current budget, the prior budgets for mayor and council expenses. Since we're midway through this fiscal year, if this ordinance were passed, the burden on this year's line item would be $960 for the remaining portion of the year, which would be about half of what the line item for mayor and council expenses are. It would likely require an adjustment next year to cover this because of the travel to any out of the area. So I would not anticipate that the financial impact would be much more than $1,000 in the next fiscal year for this.
And what I'm thinking also is that we could work something out and that we could be expected to print everything out and bring it with us, let's say, unless something was generated after 2 p.m. of the day of the meeting.
Yeah,
that would save you a double printing cost between us and the city.
Yeah, one of the things that I've mentioned to you previously that I'm pursuing is using the SharePoint computer system, where instead of having everything emailed to you, you'd be able to go on to the city's server and look at all these documents. You wouldn't even necessarily have to print all of them. You could look at them online and see any changes that occurred there. Could do that from anywhere. So hopefully that would also help reduce some of the burden of the amount of documents that we have and your ability to look at it and to give me feedback without having to print out a lot.
I don't imagine this would have any bearing on your income tax returns.
It actually could. If we hit $600, then I'll be required to do a 1099 for you and report that. Of course, all of this you're supposed to pay taxes on, and that portion, in terms of paying receipts in, if through your own discussions with your CPA or whoever does your taxes, or between you and TurboTax, your receipts against that, you can be counted against that. So if your expenses are $25 a month and you can show that, then it's really not even a reportable income. But don't take any tax advice from me. I don't.
Are you going to issue a 1099 for those? Or no?
If you have, not for this amount, no.
Okay.
Do most of you print out the materials and bring them to council as we discuss them?
I would think so.
Okay. I was just curious. Cause
But I can.
Well, I'm not saying you should or shouldn't. If you feel you need it in front of you to discuss it, then I would speak it out, but that's just common sense. Any questions from residents?
Does that include gasoline? $25 a month isn't going to get you very far to any travel.
No.
Well, in the past, we've never submitted any receipts.
Yeah. We go to the same meetings and do the same thing.
That's
everything.
Seems low.
I mean, it is supposed to be community service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay,
I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance 2011, TAC 94.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. There being no further business, I will adjourn at meeting at 8:26 p.m. Thank you.
Hold on.
This brings up a point, and it's off the subject. We have several golf carts in town, and some of them are legal and some of them are not.
Yes.
Yes, we do. And I think several's a pretty low number. Yes.
I'm going to approve that we buy the little Ranger. What is it called?
It is a Polaris Ranger.
I say.
All those in favor? All those opposed? 7.0, adjournment, 8:24 p.m. And thanks to everybody for coming.
Yeah.